The MCAT Podcast, session number 54. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles you'll face as a pre-med, and we're here to give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help you get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself an accepted medical student. Welcome to the MCAT Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here today and every day, as well as the host of many other podcasts, which you can find at mededmedia.com. This week on the MCAT Podcast, we're going to discuss one of our favorite topics, and yours as well, amino acids. All right, Brian, we've talked before that every student, every single pre-med student walking into the test center for the MCAT should be able to draw out all of the amino acids, know their abbreviations, know their three-letter, whatever you call those things, and everything else. So we're going to cover some amino acids in today's episode.
Absolutely. I figure we can emphasize the importance by doing three quick amino questions, or call this a little fun freebie for all the good students who've memorized all their amino acids.
What do you call the three-letter things? I forget the...
Oh, I always call them abbreviations, one and three-letter abbreviations. I don't know if they have a fancier name than that, but I don't know if there's a fancier name because I don't need to for the MCAT.
All right. I like it. Short and sweet. So question 16, a particular oncogene product has an unusually high number of proline residues. These residues, A, aid in the formation of alpha helices, B, are more likely to be found throughout beta pleated sheets, C, aid only in the formation of anti-parallel beta pleated sheets, or D, are more likely to be found in turn regions of the protein. And I will let you answer every single one on here because I have no clue.
Sure. Yeah. So when it comes to amino acids, there's a few rock stars. You know, there's a few that are hugely important because of how different they are. And the two are glycine and proline. Glycine, because his side chain is just one wee little hydrogen atom. He's the only a chiral amino acid. Glycine is special in that regard. And then proline is special because its side chain connects to its own amino in the amino acid part. So it has this weird little loopy structure. And as a consequence of you know, one being so tiny and proline kind of having this weird rigid self-attachment structure, neither glycine nor proline tends to play nice when it comes to secondary structure, alpha and beta, but particularly proline. Proline is the kind of combo breaker on your alpha and beta structures. And so a turn region in a protein is kind of a loose, unstructured region where the amino acids are not locked into an alpha or beta structure. And if proline's going to show up, it's going to show up kind of breaking the alpha and beta sequence into a more, an unstructured turn region. And so for this one, proline, the right answer there is D.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and read 26. Which of the following segments of amino acids would be most likely to be found in the membrane-spanning domain, the membrane-spanning domain of the sodium channel in a nerve axon? And these are all one-letter abbreviations here. So choice A is DDR. Answer choice B is EVE. Next is LAD. And finally, answer choice D says LIV. So again, going back to the question, an amino acid in the membrane spanning domain. So the inside of a plasma membrane, we of course want to remember, is nonpolar, right? The outside face and the inside face are polar because they're facing the water, right? Facing the cytoplasm water or facing the water surrounding the cell. But within the membrane itself is nonpolar. So we need nonpolar amino acids. Fortunately, the test writers here were kind enough to have three of the answer choices include either D or E. And we want to remember aspartate and glutamate, DNE respectively, are charged amino acids. They have a full negative charge on them in the body. And you don't want to put a charged an ion inside the middle of a cell membrane, right? In the middle of a cell membrane, you want to have nonpolar amino acids that can fit with the nonpolar environment they're surrounding here. So the first three choices, DDR, EVE, and LAD, you cross all those out and you say nonpolar amino acids in a membrane spanning domain, that's going to be LIV. Leucine, isoleucine, and valine, those are all nonpolar and they would fit for the membrane spanning domain of really any protein.
What other, I think I call it a trick, but what other key areas in the body would there be where you don't want any charges?
So typically, it would be on, if we have what we call a globular protein, kind of, I mean, not literally a sphere, but kind of a lumpy spherical structure, on the insides of those, right, you want the polar guys pointing out towards the water. If you have a protein just kind of floating around in the cytoplasm or floating around in the blood. So on the inside of a globular protein would be nonpolar. The inside of a cell membrane would be nonpolar. Those are the two sort of big obvious ones that occur to me off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So question 47. Assuming all other conditions are equal, which of the following amino acids is expected to have the most positive charge at physiological pH? A, ARG, B, MET, C, ASN, or D, ASP?
Yeah. So this is a real quick recall question. Got to know your positive amino acids, right? Lysine and arginine are your two positive amino acids at physiological pH. Lysine's not an answer choice here, but arginine is, ARG is the three-letter abbreviation for it. And then, histidine is kind of a switch hitter, but he generally gets lumped in as a positive under physiological pH. So quick and easy, arginine's positive, methionine and asparagine are neutral, and aspartate is negative. So the answer choice here is A.
So as we, to wrap up this one, what are the, I know we've talked about it before, but since we're talking about amino acids right here, right now, what are the must-have things, pieces of information for each amino acid that students need to know? We talked about the one and three-letter abbreviations. We talked about being able to draw the structure. Charges you just mentioned. What else is there that students need to know?
Yeah, that's sort of it, except for that last one there, charge. We can just say that category is chemical property. So every amino acid needs to have a label on it. And that label will read either positively charged or negatively charged or polar or nonpolar, right? Like one of those four labels applies to every amino acid. So if you can put that label on it, if you can draw it and know its names and abbreviations, then that's what you need.
As you are preparing for your MCATs, one of the best things that you can do is take practice tests. Now, Next Step Test Prep has 10 full-length practice tests for you to do well on, and for you to hopefully do well on, but for you to practice on. Remember, the goal of practice tests is not to just take as many as possible, but to take them and review them. Take them with Next Step. Get 10 full lengths for a great price. And you can save some money using the code MCATPOD, that's MCATPOD, at checkout. All right, I hope you join us next week here at the MCAT Podcast. Don't forget to check out everything else that we have to offer at MedEd Media. That's MedEdMedia.com.